Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'd like to begin today's show talking about Elon Musk at Twitter, and to what degree he had something to do with this, I don't know, but it doesn't really matter. But here's what somebody wrote. You think that Twitter employees would watch what they tweet? After Elon Musk fired an employee who was essentially trash-talking him on Twitter, Musk isn't kidding around. He wants you in the office. He expects you to bring your own lunch. I don't know if you heard, but Elon Musk said it's going to save the company $13 or $14 million because we're no longer providing a free lunch. He says if he expects you to bring your own lunch if you don't want to buy lunch at the cafeteria. And all of this stuff is just common sense. When I was a management consultant, I was calling on Compaq Computer, which for you youngsters out there no longer exist. Got bought by HP. But Compaq was an amazing company started by Rod Canyon, a guy who used to work at Texas Instruments, which is where my first job in tech was at Texas Instruments. We called it the Training Institute, TI. Anyway, Rod broke away from TI, started Compaq Computer, and the rest is history. It became a powerhouse. They had a campus in Houston that was amazing. It was multiple buildings, and it was a beautiful place to go. And deer would cross the path as you'd go on campus and drive your car there and park at the various buildings. Well, anyway, Compaq, when you went into the building, there was free coffee and free Cokes. Everybody. We loved it as vendors because it was like, you know, if it was your first call in the morning, you didn't have to go get coffee. You could just wait till you got on campus and go get your coffee. And, of course, they had the creamers and the sugars and all that. And the employees would come if you were there around lunchtime. They'd bring their lunches and poof, hit the Coke machine button and poof, they're copped out a beverage. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. Well, as things got more and more competitive, Compaq started making changes and Rod Canyon got ousted. And they bumped up a guy named Capellas, who was the company's CFO, chief financial officer, to become CEO. So Rod's out, Capellas is in. I believe it was Capellas that replaced him. It's been a long time. But long story short, Capellas' first move was we're cutting Cokes and free Cokes and coffee. And I heard it was over $2 million a year. Didn't seem like much. Now, the other things they did, Compaq had 100% coverage on insurance. I'll never forget this because I remember thinking, wow, that's really good, because most of the places it was 90-10 or 80-20, meaning the insurance paid 90%, you paid 10% or 80-20. But Compaq's was 100%. And Capellas came in and said, we're going to 90-10 or 80-20. You take your pick and you're covering the freight. And people revolted.
Well, dare he do this? Oh, my God. They took away our Cokes and our coffee, and now they're doing it. It was like a mutiny.
And he just went down the line and said, look, we're in a competitive business. And these are the things we have to do to tighten the belt. And he did it. And I don't, maybe people left because of it. I don't know. But here's what I do know. There were many people complaining. Oh my gosh, Compaq's, you know, personality's changing. And Rod, it did. Rod Canyon was all about, you know, we're a family environment. It's a company, you know, and it was a little company culture that you could get away with if you had, say, up to 100 employees. But when you start getting into thousands of employees and you're a multinational company, you're selling products all over the world, and now things are different. And they had to start running in a different way. You can't just, I mean, if you're 100 people, you could bring in a chef. I had a friend, they had a chef on staff. You know how many employees they had? 30. Never forget it. A financial company. I went to high school and college with the guy. So things change. Ownership, new ownership comes in, new management team comes in, and things change. The corporate culture changes. Some people look at it as, well, it's only free Coca-Cola. It's good for morale. Okay, if morale is what you're selling, then, I mean, I get it. You want people to feel good about their jobs, but you can give away so much that people forget that it's a job. They get lost in it. It becomes it's not just a perk. It's not, oh, man, our company does this little extra thing. It becomes, I expect my company to do this. And there's no better time to illustrate this point than now, where employees come in and they want the kitchen sink, man. They want it all. So shifting back to Twitter, there was a former engineer that had a message for the tweets that had not been cut from Twitter, and it was essentially resist. Twitter tweets, he writes, that are still employed at this time. If your personal situation allows for it, it is your moral duty to disobey, to strike, to protest, to quote tweet Elon when he lies on Twitter, to keep looking after each other. And one of the Twitter people, a guy named James Bellinger, he agreed. He says, I couldn't agree more. And 1 hour later, he was fired. And I got to tell you, I absolutely love this story. I love the no-nonsense approach of Twitter. And I hope it was Elon Musk, but I love the no-nonsense that says, you know what? You're here to work on behalf of this company. You're not here to disobey. You're not here to strike. You're not here to protest. You've got one heck of a job. And if you think you're going to do this and you're going to do it openly, you're going to be gone. The only thing I hate is that he didn't catch a bigger dragnet. I don't know how many other people he could have fired. But are the other people going to quietly sit back and just do their jobs? I bet they do. I bet there are people inside of Twitter who are going to be looking at the code and looking at things and saying, you know what, we're going to go back to just trying to be excellent. I mean, not that they ever were. But we're going to live up to the ideals of what Twitter is about. And we're going to get out of this mode that our job is our politics. When did we become this nation? Can you imagine if you went to the dry cleaner and, you know, he's got CNN on and he's talking about, you know, he's got all this political nonsense up. I would turn around and walk out. My thing would be, look, I don't know what you do, what your personal ideology is, but I want to know how good you clean clothes. Show me how you got the coffee stains out of a white suit. That would be impressive. We'll be back. More on this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I love the story of this guy from Twitter getting fired because he bought into the idea of a previous employee who said, you need to resist. He says, tweeps that are still employed at this time. Now, this guy got fired. But he's giving advice to those left behind. And he says, if your personal situation allows for it, in other words, if you've got enough money and you have the character of whatever, you know, whatever the left defines as character, it is your moral duty to disobey, to strike, to protest, to quote Elon when he lies on Twitter, to keep looking after each other. Yeah, that's a good strategy. Go after your CEO, the guy who's setting the standard for your company, who's come in when your company was essentially bankrupt. They were. Twitter didn't make any money. That's what floors me. We live in a time when a company can be losing money, can be bleeding on its balance sheet, and somebody comes in and pays $44 billion for it. What planet are we on here? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. A lot of you guys will call and you don't leave messages. If you don't get us, leave a message. I'm happy to play your message on the show or to call you back even. Just leave a message. Anyway, we're talking about this because I think it's such a it could be a tide-turning moment where corporations take a look at what Musk is doing and say, you know what? We need to shift back. Because what Elon Musk is saying is, look, if we're not focused on the work of what Twitter's doing, and I don't know what it is. I mean, it's a messaging board that you can get things out quickly. I would be assembling people at Twitter and saying, look, let's think about what our platform does. We deliver news quickly, but we don't control the news sources. How do we do that? How do we have a lot more control over the news sources so that we can monetize it? How do we become media? How do we vet it? How do we make sure that, you know, it is legit news? Or, you know, in other words, people could be making it up. They could be, you know, filming their stuff and creating videos and things. But how do we take the live stuff? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if something is happening, people pull out their phones, boop, and they put it on Twitter. They get it before any of the news outlets. I'm talking about before AP, Reuters, or anybody else. How do you create something that can move that quickly and monetize that? There can be a... I'll put it to you this way. We did a story years ago when Joy, well, forget her name, but the black girl who wore the Trump dress at the Oscars. And Villa, Joy Villa. So Joy wore that Trump dress. Let me tell you, I was at a Korean barbecue restaurant in New York City when that story broke. And, The guy who was my editor at the time, he sent me a note and said, hey, Joy Villa wore a Trump dress. And I was like, what? I grabbed my order to go. I ran back to my hotel. I got on the computer. I wrote a quick story about it. And I will never forget it because we've never had this many people. Well, we have one other time. But this was the second most people we had on our site at any given time. It was 27,000 people on my site simultaneously. And that post generated millions of views. And thanks for potting me down. We were way too hot. Anyway, so it generated millions of views. And I just think about the person who we got it. It was sent to us on Twitter. And my editor at the time goes, Kevin, they just tweeted about Joy, blah, blah, blah. And we put that story out. Second most that we've ever gotten. Second most. Millions, and it lasted 2 days, a day and a half. Just steady stream of people on the site. So the point is, Twitter should be looking for ways to be more creative as opposed to this other stuff. Well, here's what's interesting. I looked at some of the comments, and one said, if I could be so bold, much better advice would be as follows. Tweeps are still employed at this time. If you like your job and want to continue work at Twitter, do your best work. If you're unhappy with the direction of your company or your working conditions, resign. Next one. An adult has entered the chat. That's what the next guy says. Then the next guy says this. Or just do what your boss tells you, as long as it isn't illegal, because he owns the company and pays your salary. The level of self-entitlement in the U.S. is baffling. I don't know if this guy's from another country, but here's another one. Stop. Elon told a Twitter employee to explain why Twitter on Android was slow, then fired them after receiving the answer he was literally asked for. I don't know if that's true or not, but he says, you people are pathetic. It's clear that basically nobody in this company has actually worked a day in their lives. Here's another one. Excuse me, another one. I can think of no better case for a lawsuit and legal action than this tweet right here. Anything goes wrong with the company and we're building a nice little spider web to start within finding saboteurs. Right, he screwed it up, but I get what he's saying. Looking for saboteurs. Here's another one. Here's your friendly reminder that publicly speaking out against the new owner of your company is not the way to conduct yourself in the business world. Do not take any advice from Silicon Valley. They don't live in the real world. Another guy wrote this. I'm actually all for it. Let them learn the hard way. Life's lessons. Here's another one. Fugitive Mama. I love this. You're an engineer for a company that hasn't innovated in over a decade. I'd be ashamed to put Twitter on my resume if I were you, unless flipping burgers is your new plan. See, I'm of that ilk. You haven't done anything. You have a messaging service that caught on. That's why I said it was overvalued. Here's another one. You got fired, and now you're trying to get your friends fired, too. Maybe they should just show up and work. You know, like a job. Here's another one. As a business owner, if I saw this, regardless of political views, I would never hire you. This is a bad take. No one was forcing you to work there. You always had the luxury of leaving. I've had bosses I couldn't stand and loved. Your suggestion would never cross my mind. Before I go on, I think you're getting the picture, right? That there's still sanity in the world where people look at this stuff and go, are you kidding? What are you talking about? There's a couple of negative comments on Elon, but most of them are really going after the people that say these things. This is the nation. I don't know how many people exist in this with this stuff, like this guy that tweeted that people should resist. I'm not going to put a number on it. But let me put it this way. Whatever the number is, it's too many. How could you have that as a notion? One guy tweeted, "Sir, Cheesecake Factory in Union Square is hiring busboys." I'll close on this. One person said you shouldn't get fired for your opinion. Well, maybe not. But your opinion can't be counterproductive to what the company hires you for.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The average 401k balance is down 23% in the last year.
Fidelity Investments says it now stands at just over $97,000. Despite that, the average 401k contribution rate stands at just under 14%. The president of workplace investing at Fidelity said folks should contribute to their 401k consistently, no matter what happens in the stock market. The balance of power in Washington, D.C. is set to change. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Republicans won the majority of seats in the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, ending Democrat control of Washington that has seen America lose her energy independence and new taxes on every American because of overspending inflation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
University of Virginia, now the University of Idaho. I have a suggestion. There's a lot of bad stuff happening on these college campuses and these universities. Why don't we shut them down? Why don't we just shut down schools in general? You'll get it here in a bit. But before we get to that, what happened to going postal? Do you remember that phrase, going postal? We used to use it all the time. It meant somebody went off, man, just went, started killing people left and right. It was terrible. At this point, the post office looks like a monastery compared to America's leftist-controlled institutions of indoctrination. Welcome back, folks. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm going to give you some startling numbers here. You ready? At least 68 shootings have unfolded this year on U.S. school grounds. Correction, 69. This was before the University of Idaho. Including 15 on college campuses. Correction, now 16. Oh, wait a minute. I stand corrected on both of those. The University of Idaho was not a shooting. It was a knifing. Uh-oh, we're going to have to ban the knives? 68 shootings on school grounds this year, 15 on college campuses, with at least one person shot in each case, not including the shooter. The deadliest school shooting in modern U.S. history remains the 2007 attack at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, where a 23-year-old student killed 32 people before dying by suicide. Think anybody's going to look into this? Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think they're going to really analyze what's being taught in academia. Why are people flipping out? Have to do with pharmaceuticals? These kids they're losing it. Can't cope. I've done, now I wouldn't say exhaustive studies, but I've looked at a lot of this stuff that goes on with these schools, and you scratch your head, you go, surely, at this point, we should be doing studies on why is this occurring. I haven't seen much. The shooting, by the way, this is not just schools where these are occurring. The Charlottesville shooting at the University of Virginia, they say, is one of nearly 600 mass shootings in the U.S. this year. Now, I've also looked at that. They don't count a lot of stuff that has, like, drive-bys. They don't count a lot of those because enough people either don't get shot or killed. So it's only the ones involving people who are killed, and they have, like, it has to be at least four people. It's not considered a mass shooting if it's two. I don't even think it is if it's three. It has to be, I think, four. But you can look all that up. But I can tell you this. There are many, many times where these types of shootings occur that are not getting registered. And the reason is very simple. The Democrats don't want you to, they don't want you to know. I mean, just think of what I just said. 600 mass shootings in the U.S., according to the Gun Violence Archive, which, like CNN, tallies cases in which, get this, at least four people are shot, excluding the shooter. So a mass shooting could be three people and the shooter, and they won't count it. So that's how this statistic is sort of regulated. Now, it made me think about this. I already said we should probably ban schools because it seems like a lot of shootings, mass shootings, happen at schools. But I'll tell you where a ton of mass shootings happen. Black neighborhoods. Should we ban black neighborhoods? See, that's a trick question, and conservatives, I already know you got the answer. But leftists are going, you know, he's got a good point there. Yeah, because, see, leftists create these black neighborhoods. There's no such thing as a black neighborhood, in case you people are going, Kevin, what are you talking about? You're exactly right. There's no such thing as a black neighborhood. There's no such thing as a Latino neighborhood. There may be places where people tend to live, like there is a Polish area of town. I'll make you a bet. Even in the Polish area of town, the Russian area of town, the Muslim area of town, the whatever, the gay area of town, there's somebody that doesn't fit the description. In the Muslim area of town, there's a Christian or Christians. In the gay area of town, there are straight people. And I could go on. There are no neighborhoods. There are places where people live, and they may live a little more abundantly than others. For example, in Ferguson, Missouri, where it's 68% black, you'd be difficult to find a white neighborhood. And does it have to be monolithic? You get where I'm going here? But leftists think of these things in terms of, oh, yeah, that's the black side of town. That's the black neighborhood. That's this, that, and the other. Because that's how they think. They're racist. I know white people that live in a black neighborhood. I know black people that live in, quote, white neighborhoods. Now, if you want to say to me, yeah, it's a predominantly white area, Kevin, but it has a sprinkling of all cultures. It's a neighborhood. It's America. In Wisconsin, there's only a sprinkling of black people. It's like somebody that puts a little bit of pepper in the salt and you shake it up and you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't look like salt right there. That looks like a pepper flake. Well, you'd be right. Anyway, University of Virginia, black dude goes on campus, kills three people, shoots a couple of others, and they're not in great shape. He's a football player that didn't get to play, and he shot three other football players and killed them. I think it might be football related. I don't know, you know, were they teasing him that he didn't make the team or whatever, but that was the University of Virginia. And we're learning more about that particular case. But here's what's interesting about it. Black guy kills some other black kids. Where is Black Lives Matter? Black guy kills a bunch of black kids. Where are the protests against this black man who killed these people indiscriminately? Because if it was a cop, oh, yeah, it'd be different, right? If it was a white dude who shot those three black guys and shot two others, what do you think the narrative would be? Yeah, I think you know. I don't want to spoon feed you. I don't want you to, like, Kevin, let me think. Yeah, don't work too hard. It was a bloody scene, they said, folks, where four University of Idaho students were slaughtered. That's the word they use. Slaughtered with a knife. And here's what was the most interesting piece of this particular part of the story to me. It was, quote, the worst they've ever seen. What? Consider that for a moment. This is a knife attack. Worst they've ever seen. Look, I don't know how many scenes they've seen. I don't know how many quadruple murders, mass shootings, whatever you want to call it, they've seen. But worse. And let me tell you why I already know it's worse. Because I know what a knife can do. But we're talking... Two things missing in both of these stories. Two things missing. One, we're not hearing about gun control. In either one, right? Can't do gun control when somebody used a knife, as they did in the University of Idaho. Can't use gun control when it's a brother who shot three other brothers. As I mentioned before, what else is missing? There's no racial element. There's no law enforcement element. So what's going to happen with this dude who shot three guys who were at the height of their lives playing Division I college football? And another brother comes in and goes, and it's over. Where's the outcry? Where's the outrage from the left? I asked earlier, where's Black Lives Matter? Even bigger, where's Sharpton and Jesse Jackson? Oh, Kevin, they perform a service when people come in and do blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they do. Here's a chance to perform a service. Guess there's not enough money in it. Law enforcement said the victims bled out after being butchered in the off-campus home and described the scene as the worst they've ever seen. There was blood everywhere. They said, we've had investigators. We have investigators who've been on the job for 20, even 30 years. They say they've never seen anything like this. You think it's going to change these folks? You think that they're going to find some sort of sanity in all of this? Two groups of people dead on college campuses, and you're not going to hear much about it for all the reasons I said earlier. So I wonder what they're going to do. I wonder how this one's going to get spun. Or is it just going to disappear? Is it going to go away like COVID? Oh, love to see you. Bye-bye. That's what I predict. Because there's a lot more to be digested here, but I'm out of time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to cover the story about TSA, what they require legal immigrants to show proof of in order to enter the country. This will drive you batty. I wanted to get to it today, but we're not going to get to it today because I want to talk about a series that we should produce for the radio show called Debunked. Debunked. I think it should be a segment. What do you guys think? So many things. I'm not talking to the audience. Even though I am curious what you think, I'm talking to my producers. I think we should do Debunked because that's what this show is about much of the time, is we're debunking the lies of the left. I'm not here to tell you how to think or what to think or whatever. I'm really not. I look at this as I get up and do this show. If I were making more money, it would probably be different. I would probably think about it differently. But when you're not making money on something and you're just getting up to do it, you do it with the idea of, you know what, this is raw. I've told many people if I wanted to make a better radio show, and this show's good. It is good. I'm not going to, you know, is it the best it can be? Absolutely not. Not even close. But it's good. It's thought-provoking. I believe it. I'm going to tell you why I think you're here. I think it's thought-provoking. It validates much of what you're thinking, which is generally good unless, of course, what you're validating is wrong. You don't want to validate bad behavior. I don't want to encourage that, for example. But if you suspect that there's election cheating, and I believe it, you go, yeah, okay, so we're of the same mind. And then you're sort of looking for me to give you what are my reasons for it. If you suspect that the left is making up stories on Trump and Russian collusion is not, you know, nonsense, you may go, huh, I wonder if his rationale, his theory to justify it is the same as mine. So that drives a lot of us to see if there's commonality. But you're not here for me to go, yes, Kevin said it. All right. Yeah, man. I knew it, man. Woo, I can go face the world now. I don't think, at least I hope you're not. Even though I'd be okay with that. But I hope you're not. I hope you draw your own conclusions. But here's what I would ask you. How many things have been debunked over the past 6 years? For example, I brought up Russian collusion. We know Hillary Clinton now started this lie. It was debunked. They wanted to point the finger at some Russian, I forget his name, Igor or something, Domachevsky. What? Who knows? Does it matter? Not really. But it was a pipe dream for what's-his-face Durham to go after this guy when he should be going after the FBI. You know what's been debunked? The FBI. What's been debunked? The CIA. What's been debunked? The NSA. I'm watching a series right now. You know what they're doing? The guy that runs the NSA, I don't know what level he is, but he's a big dude. He's having to go undercover because there's a corporation in cahoots working with the NSA. And he has to go undercover to find out what they're doing. Hollywood doesn't even have a problem telling you that the NSA is crooked. They certainly don't have a problem telling you that the FBI is crooked. I used to think, I watched these shows. Do you realize I never even realized when the FBI would come in and say, do you remember the movie The Firm? And Richard Harris, or whatever his name is, that's the FBI guy working, Tom Hanks, he says to him at the racetrack, I could break off your head and crap down your skull, and there's nothing you could do about it because I'm the FBI. You remember? He's intimidating him. They're telling him, well, in one scene he says, well, you know, it would be bad news if they were to find out you got a brother in prison. So there's that, right? The FBI should be doing legitimately getting their job and asking this guy, will you help? And instead, you know what they do? They strong arm him. And this movie was made 20 something years ago. And believe me, there are some made before that. And you know what? When you watch it, after you learn about the FBI, you go, I remember Efren Zimbalist Jr. and the FBI came in and they were the good guys. And there's hardly a movie you watch. Do you watch Richard Jewell? Did you watch that? Watch a movie, look at how Hollywood depicts the FBI, then correlate that with what the media says. Oh, how dare Donald Trump actually try to impugn the FBI, the reputation of the FBI. The FBI is amazing. The FBI is this. The FBI is that. The FBI. Oh, but wait a minute. Hollywood tells you the real FBI. Tell me I'm lying. Show me the movie, Mississippi Burning. I was just about to say, tell me a movie where the FBI comes in and does the right thing. Mississippi Burning. They came in, they stopped the racist attacks, etc. But boy, I tell you what, you got to search very hard to find where the FBI doesn't railroad somebody, including its own. Silence of the Lambs, Part 2. The one with what's-her-face, not Jodie Foster, the other one. She was leading an FBI task force to look for Hannibal Lecter. Ends up you know, getting in a shootout with some drug dealer. And you know what the FBI did to her? They railroaded her. They railroaded their own person. That's what Hollywood told you about the FBI. Nobody's safe. Nobody's immune. Anyway, debunked the FBI in this article of a debunked story and a sign of a potential shift in the mainstream media's coverage of the issue of COVID and this vaccines. NBC News has published a report acknowledging a possible link between COVID-19 vaccines and myocarditis. NBC's report opens with an anecdote about Detroit resident Davion Miller, who at age 22 passed out at his home and was later hospitalized and diagnosed with myocarditis and pericarditis 1 week after receiving his first dose of Pfizer mRNA-based COVID shot and was subsequently advised by doctors not to receive his second. Myocarditis is a condition that has long been linked to a number of viral infections, including influenza, Coxsackie viruses, I don't even know who that is, as well as COVID. It has been observed, as an infrequent but worrisome side effect of the mRNA vaccines. Then it goes on to say this: there have been around 1,000 reports of vaccine-related myocarditis or pericarditis in children under age 18, primarily young males. This is according to the CDC. The U.S. government's federal VAERS reporting system gives a much higher number for overall myocarditis and pericarditis cases, 53,836 as of November the 4th. An April study out of Israel indicates that COVID infection alone cannot account for such cases, despite claims to the contrary. So what they're saying is, it isn't the disease that's creating myocarditis or pericarditis. It's the vaccines. That's what this thing is telling you. And I had lunch the other day with a friend of mine. His name is Marty. He said to me, "Kevin, don't get me started on this COVID and these vaccines." He said, "The day after my mother got a shot, she died. The day after. They tried to blame it on liver disease." He goes, "They would not perform an autopsy." He goes, "I paid for an autopsy. How do you think her liver was?" I said, "In good shape." He says, "You'd be right. Nothing wrong with her liver. Never any history in his family of liver issues whatsoever. She wasn't a heavy drinker, etc. The liver was fine. He had to fight like AT double crooked socks to get listed on his mother's death certificate that she died from the shot that she got to prevent COVID. And he says his leftist friends all claim he's a conspiracy theorist and he's a liar. He says, "You can say what you want. I know exactly what happened. My mother was healthy. She wanted to get the shot." He goes, "I almost got it myself." He goes, "Full court press. You know, you're not going to be able to travel. They're not going to want to feed you. Life needs to go back to normal." But he didn't. So when I talk about debunked, I want to remind you, there were a couple of ladies who wrote to me and told me, "Kevin, you're wrong. You're spreading misinformation, blah, blah, blah." I was kicked off Twitter, kicked off Facebook, kicked off Instagram. We're back on in different names. But I lost all my momentum because I dare look to the truth, because I dare say to myself, "I don't believe that." So debunked is legit. And the sad part is this, at least it is for me. The sad part is that I'm not dumb. I want to be clear, I'm not dumb. But I'm not the smartest guy in the room, generally. So what's my point? I figured it out. I'm no genius in this stuff. But if I can figure it out, and I know many of you figured it out, you'd think these so-called experts could have figured it out.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.